walk it undone, me and Apua. We couldn't care fewer. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo, me and Apua. We couldn't care fewer. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo.
We'll help you party down.
We ain't Hapua. We couldn't care if we were. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. We ain't Hapua. We couldn't care if we were. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo.
Very long ago, not very far away, in the outskirts of town, whence walked a mean bulldog. A mean and ugly bulldog walked around the outskirts of town. And this mean and ugly bulldog would walk around the outskirts of town looking for some fun, looking for a good time. And of course, his idea of a good time was finding a nice, big, juicy, furry hunk of lunch. So this one day he was walking along looking for a little action, and nothing much was going on at the outskirts of town. So at this point in time, he decided, to venture away from the outskirts of town into some new territory. He searched high and he searched low. He looked hither beyond. He looked here and he looked there, but he wasn't having very much luck, so he decided to venture into previously uncharted lunch territory. Meanwhile, in the previously uncharted lunch territory, sat a young boy in his suburban middle-class home. There he sat, listening to his stereo, sitting on the couch with his friend and lifelong companion. He sat on the couch listening to his stereo. And his name was Jimmy.
Thank you.
So he looked down, he sat listening to his stereo, and he looked down at his favorite, best, closest friend and lifelong companion, his little pussycat, sitting next to him on the couch, and he said, little kitty cat, this is Jimmy talking to you. Move over.
Move over, post up.
Move over, kitty. Excuse me. So he looked down, and the cat looked at him with a quizzical look and said, Jimmy, it's time for me to take a little walk. So the cat got up and moseyed over to the door. And Jimmy got up and opened the door and said, goodbye, little kitty. Have a nice walk. And the cat walked out the door and he... He walked high. And he walked low. And he walked... hither. And thither. When suddenly he rounded the corner into what the people from the town, the townsfolks, knew as uncharted lunch territory. Yes, he walked into uncharted lunch territory. And he walked around a corner, and in front of him, he saw the mean, ugly bulldog, who looked back at him and said, I know you! You're no normal cat! You belong to Jimmy! And that's why the townsfolk call you... That's why your name is... That's why... Bag. Harpua looked at Poster Nutbag and he started to get hungry and he growled and he went forward and he began to sink his vicious teeth into the kitty's furry ass. Harpua arched his body into a deadly arch. It was too late! The fight had begun! Vicious drops of saliva dripped from Harpua's hungry mouth onto the cement below! Look! The storm's gone!
Jimmy?
Yes, Dad.
Hendrix?
What is it, Dad?
It's your cat.
What about my cat?
I want a goldfish.
I want
by dressing.